Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Friday, June the 28th, 2019. Here is your update. So many people forget that My Nintendo is the incentive program that we have where we rack up gold and platinum points to spend on digital rewards, coupons, and other non-physical items. Japan, on the other hand, they get cool physical swag like Super Mario Maker 2 notebooks, Yoshi pens and canvas pouches, Nintendo Labo piggy banks, you know, things that we in the US would love to have. But it's only Japan, right? Nope! My Nintendo Europe is getting its first set of physical rewards in the form of Splatoon 2 posters and Splatoon 2 Final Fest t-shirts. And yes, it's the same exact shirts that we will have for sale on our online Nintendo store in mid-July. Now, I don't know why the US, us, why Nintendo of America can't set us up to have these nice things. For now, I guess, I'll just keep my points in the bank, that is, until they expire. It's almost impossible to keep up with all the new game releases now. Last year, I used to say how every week had around 15 to 20 games. And well, that number has doubled, and the games are just pouring out. Just this week, 37 games released on the Nintendo eShop, including Devil May Cry, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, Terraria, Sega Ages Virtua Racing, and releasing today, Super Mario Maker 2. And also two new demos have recently hit the eShop, Dragon Quest Builders 2 and God Eater 3. You can find those and other demos by going to the Nintendo eShop under Search and clicking Games with Demos. And about Bloodstained, have you played it? Specifically the Switch version. After playing, I felt it was a little lacking in quality, but when I checked the reviews for the PS4 and the Xbox One, they were stellar. What was I missing? Well, nothing. Many Switch owners took to social media to complain about input problems, low quality graphics, and game crashes. Fortunately, the developers have owned up to the issues and released a statement on their Kickstarter, stating, quote, "To address the concerns brought up by the community, we're shifting resources to improve performance and stability for the Switch," unquote. In another noticed email to Kickstarter backers, they went into detail regarding these improvements taking place over the next few weeks, which include optimizing animations, crash stabilization, and addressing input delay. Now, being on the lower end of next-gen console performance, I'm okay with lower resolutions and toned-down graphical changes here and there, but if the lowered quality affects the game experience, it can become a wasted effort. I'm happy to see the acknowledgement, and I'll be looking forward to future patch updates. And if you haven't noticed the largest stream on Twitch this week, Summer Games Done Quick 2019 is going on through June the 30th. Many of the fastest speedrunners pace through numerous game titles in this week-long marathon to raise money for Doctors Without Borders, a charity that provides medical aid internationally where it's needed. As of today, they've raised over $1.1 million. You can check out the list of games remaining and the live stream on gamesdonequick.com. And that's all for today's update. If you have any feedback, feel free to leave a voice message on the Anchor app or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thank you for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.